Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whatever happened to that guy, Doug Freeman? Wasn't he like the owner of Enfla?
You talking? What's, you said Eddie or Peter? Who you asking?
Are you talking about the owner and founder of the league that I used to work
His
for?
His name was Doug Freeman, right?
Yeah.
I can't find one thing on this guy.
Well, it is a pending legal matter, so I can't really get too much into it beyond what I talked with you guys the day after I resigned.
I try to find anything on this guy. I can't find one thing.
Keep
other digging. Other than somebody saying, like, this, he's supposedly redefining entertainment.
No.
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 Is this a John Spano situation?
I think if you went back and watched the documentary about John Spano, and if you were any of us that have or still work for that league, I think you would find some similarities.
I mean, that guy stood by you at a press conference, didn't he?
He did.
Where's he from? Do you know where he's from?
I believe he's originally from Canada.
I think
he's from Canada.
Ooh, so you don't even know where he's from.
Yeah. It's like, you know, remember the old wrestlers who used to take, you know, you always lose matches to like the big stars in WWF and they would be from parts unknown?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like what we're talking about here.
I'm looking at an interview from YouTube. Is this the next billion-dollar sports league?
And they're talking about the Enfla?
Yeah, with Doug Freeman.
It's not even going to, they're not
so
even
going to
play
games.
They are not expected to play any games.
Now, when you say pending legal matter, over what?
Well, there's three of us left the front office.
Yeah.
And there's a pending legal matter regarding it. So I can't really go.
Are you suing him or is he suing you?
I have counsel that I've retained.
Yes. Okay. So you are suing Doug Freeman and the Enfla.
There is a pending pending legal matter. Contractual obligations were not met.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I hate you, bitch.
Yeah.
That's right, man. I show up, I bust my ass.
You know that
make it right?
last Saturday, people showed up at the Coliseum thinking there was
game. I had heard that as well.
That sucks, man. You know, and I know that you thought that this was going to be the great thing, and you were such a big part of the Dragons and the identity of it. I feel bad for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I waited 17 years for that team to come back, and this was not how I envisioned it winding up.
So who'd you use as you retained? Was it D'Agostino?
I don't believe this firm advertises on the fan.
Salmon, Sherman, and Minder.
Don't be a whiner.
Personal injury attorney.
Yeah, you got injured. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, when I got hurt, it was my own fault.
Didn't you tell us so you got paid every cent you were supposed to get paid from a base salary standpoint?
I got paid my base salary.
Okay. So what didn't he pay you?
Well, I had certain things in my contract, like commissions and things like that.
Okay.
But, again, pending legal matter.
Pending legal matter. You don't want to say much about
it.
Okay. Commissions. Commissions
and it was not just sponsors. I mean, there were three of us, so, you know.
Yeah, sponsorships, season tickets, and incentivize people to get out there and sell and sell something that you think is going to be real and it's going to be good. And you're
and there was a buzz.
You find out that you were sold a bill of goods, like, you know, I don't know how long it took you to realize.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I should have.
I mean, you hired the coach.
I did hire the coach.
Yeah. And is he pissed off?
The last I spoke to him via text last week, he was sounded a little concerned about the future.
Yeah.
So,
hey, look, man. Stinks.
Yeah.
The whole thing stinks.
Yep. Stinks like fish in the commissary.
But, you know, there was when I got the job, I made sure that I was allowed to stay here and keep my other things.
Good
that
for
I do.
You.
And at least I would probably say middle of May, I kind of made myself more available around here.
All right, very good. So, nice. And if anybody's completely confused, we didn't really reset this thing, but
yeah.
Peter Schwartz became the general manager of the Enflaz New York Dragons, bringing back arena football on Long Island, the Nassau Coliseum, with also concerts. And Peter loved the Dragons back in their original phase and was excited to do this. And then things went south because contract demands were not met and he had to resign. You could find articles in the New York Post and Newsday about this. So, yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, and this guy, Doug Freeman, was the supposedly the face of this whole thing.
When was the last time you talked to him, Dougie Fresh?
Probably like the Wednesday before I resigned.
Where was he when you talked to him?
We were on a general manager's Zoom meeting.
But where was he?
Dubai.
I think he was in Chicago.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I'm not sure.
So you didn't, like, you texted him your resignation?
The last time I saw him in person was when we had a press conference to announce one of our partners.
That was at the Oyster Bay Senior Home?
That was the uniforms, I guess.
That was actually at Orland and Cohen.
Orland and Cohen.
They were going to be our medical provider.
Oh, okay. No, that's not a
law firm.
Law firm.
It's orthopedics.
Orthopedics. Yes. All right. Very good.
That was the last time I saw him.
So, did you text him your resignation?
No, the three of us emailed it at exactly the same time. We were on a conference call together.
Okay.
And we all hit send at the exact same time. And then 15 minutes.
Like 3, 2, 1, send.
I counted it down.
Yeah.
Like feeding sound in the old feeding tape life that I had. This cut from Aaron Boone coming down in 3, 2.
Now, did you film any of this for the documentary or what? Because this is like a fire festival situation.
I believe there will be some story written about this.
Okay.
Will there be any arrests?
Again, this is a pending legal matter.
I mean, you had the, didn't you have the county executive out there?
At the first press conference. He threw a pass to Andre Reed. At the press conference, Bruce Blakeman hit him perfectly in stride.
Wow.
Man, politicians don't like being embarrassed, man.
Especially in Nassau County.
Uh-huh.
So if we were to get Doug Freeman on the phone right now, what's his side of the story?
Cockamamie bullcrap.
You know what? Why don't you ask him?
Well,
Well, it wasn't a very good divorce at the end.
Yeah.
I would ask him.
Okay. We're not going to ask him. He's going to go into hiding, and
yeah,
it's not going to give us any answers. I'm just curious what you think he would say.
Yeah, I don't think he was happy with three people resigning at the same time.
Yeah, but are the other teams, what are they doing?
I haven't worked for the league in 3 weeks, so I really don't know.
Have your pulse on what's going on out there.
It's a pending legal matter.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
I mean.
It's horrible.
I don't believe that there's going to be any season. That's what my understanding.
I mean, we're already at the end of June. I mean, when could you?
We're supposed to start June 7th.
Right.
Then it got pushed to June 14th.
And then?
Then July 26th.
Well, there are four teams, right?
Four teams.
And it was going to be a season, then it was going to be like
It was going to be an eight-game season. Then it was still going to be an eight-game season.
But more tournament-style?
Then a four-game tournament-style thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Is everybody else, nobody else resigned from these other teams, the general managers, the coaches, or anything?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. All right. You're a pioneer. You really are.
Well, maybe you're the first to smell it out.
Yeah.
Well, there were signs. Yeah, but, you know.
Well, you grew up on Long Island. You get cynical about things. You know what's going on. You could sniff out a bullcrap situation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.